are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We're sitting this morning with Larry Winter of Winter & Scoggin CPAs. Larry joins us to talk about matters of interest to entrepreneurs as well as small and mid-sized business people. Larry, it's always great to have you with us.
And it's a lot of fun to be with you this morning. Thank you for having me back.
Well, I enjoy these so much. And one of my favorite topics, and this is a good time of the year, I think, to talk about, it seems like the people in Washington are always ready to change the tax laws and anything that relates to taxes, and very often small and mid-sized business people are sometimes left unaware of some of these changes, and it ends up costing them. Are there things that small business people and mid-sized business people should be aware of as it relates to their taxes for 2007?
Well, the answer is yes, but let's look back at 2006 for just a minute. Congress, in its infinite wisdom, chose to amend our tax code in December, and so it was a really short period of time for businesses to react. So right now, there's no revenue bill moving through the Congress that I'm aware of. But business owners always need to be aware of this movement and immediately contact their tax professionals if they hear of something moving. We in the state of Georgia typically will follow the majority of federal tax law, but still our legislature has to enact it, and we found it extremely interesting here in December. The Congress changes our tax law. The president signs it. On April the 16th, the day that the filing season, April the 17th, the day that the filing season closed, is the day that Georgia's new tax law was enacted, retroactive. So almost everybody that filed the Georgia return, if they had some of these goodies in it, they filed it under current law, and then the law got amended for 06 after they already had filed their return. So it wouldn't hurt for businessmen and individuals to go check with their tax preparer and say, hey, was there any change? Now, to save all of my clients that are listening to this from calling us on the phone, we had a computer search done of all of our clients. And if the tax change as a result of the change in Georgia's law affected your return by $50 or more, we already contacted you. And if it was less than $50, we're going to allow you to be unaware because it would cost more to fix it than it would otherwise. But the second thing I think is important is for us to realize that tax law is constantly changing. And much of tax law has sunset provisions in it. One of the more famous sunset provisions is in the area of the estate tax law. In the year 2010, we have no estate taxes. So that means that if you're really old, you need to hire bodyguards so that, and you've got a lot of money, you need to hire bodyguards so that your family doesn't bump you off in the year 2010 to save the estate taxes, and I say that tongue-in-cheek. But there are other lesser-known items that also have sunset provisions that small and medium-sized businessmen have become very used to having for their business. One of those is Section 179 that allows a small businessman to depreciate on day one, $110,000 worth of equipment purchases. Very, very important item for the small businessman where capital is and taxes are major items. Well, that sunsets in 2010. So that means you've got 2007, 2008, 2009 to utilize those credits because right now in 2010, it's not there.
Larry, we need to jump in here, take a short break. Larry Winter's with us this morning from Winter & Scoggin CPAs. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. Larry Winter's with us this morning from Winter & Scoggins CPAs. We're talking about taxes. You mentioned, Larry, that in 2010, these tax cuts will cease. I guess it's anybody's guess what will happen then in 2010.
The only crystal ball that I have is a styrofoam cup, and it's a little bit cloudy. So I don't have any idea what Congress is going to do in 2010. But right now, it's not demonstrating to me a great ability to accomplish things on a bipartisan method. So are we going to get new revenue bills? Right now, one of the major parties is also saying that we're terribly undertaxed. Are they going to agree to keep these pro-business tax deductions in place? I don't know. But I do know we've got them for the next 3 years. And so people very much need to be taking those into account for Section 179, capital gains, and all these issues. And the best way to do that is to sit down at least once a year with your business advisor and your accountant, if they're two people, and say, okay, here's what I'm planning on doing over the next couple of years. And if you can't tell them what you're planning on doing over the next couple of years, then you need to go have an appointment with yourself and figure out what you're going to try to accomplish over the course of the next couple of years so that you can wisely take advantage of what does exist before it doesn't exist anymore.
Do you find that most small business people are a bit on the negligent side when it comes to sitting down with their accountant and or tax professional?
One of my favorite little books, and I give away probably 100 of them a year, is and it's no bigger than 2.5 inches by 3 inches, is entitled The Tyranny of the Urgent, where we spend all of our time doing the urgent things, which, by the way, are not the most important things in our business, and far too little time really worrying about the core business. So my answer is yes, unfortunately.
So I can assume that many of these changes slip by a lot of very busy business people, and they end up paying, I suspect, or end up in a, you know, in some sort of problem then long term.
That's correct. You know, many small and medium-sized business owners tend to be the best worker they have when they really need to be the most strategic worker that they have.
Yeah. It seems like you were talking earlier about some camps in Washington who feel that the taxes aren't quite high enough, and it seems to me, just from what I've read, that they're always saying that they want to tax the wealthy, and it seems to me that the definition of wealthy is changing, where it includes, I suspect, categories that virtually every mid- and small-sized business person would fall into.
Well, the statistics, as I understand them, if we had 10 individuals that represented the United States of America, five of them pay no income taxes at all. And one of the five pays half of them. So in terms of taxing the wealthy, I think we're doing a really good job of that. We used to have a tax system in the 30s and 40s where that if you earned over X dollars, it was taxed at a 90% rate. There was no reason for anybody to work. There was no reason for anybody to invest in business, because why should I take this risk for the government to take 90% of what I earn? And so we moved away from that folly, although it took us a while to move away from that folly. The people who tend to espouse those causes tend to be people who've never run a business. And the people who enjoy them the most, of course, are the people who never pay a tax. At some point in time, if we don't rein those feelings in, we will once again return to an economy where there's no reason for a businessman to take a risk, and as a result, there will be no jobs for people. Hopefully we'll wake up before that happens.
So I guess there's cause not only for business people to think strategically and to visit their tax professional and accountant on a regular basis, but also perhaps be proactive as it relates to who's in power, so as to bring new taxes upon us all.
Well, again, if you do nothing, then you deserve what you get.
I gotcha. Larry, we need to pause here. Larry Winter's with us this morning from Winter & Scoggin CPAs, and we'll be right back. Stand by. This is Floor Radio.